Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, which comes just days away from the start of the Hollywood Bets Kosafa Women's Championship, where East African guest nation Tanzania will seek to retain the title they won last year.
But there'll be any number of challenges for the trophy, not least a strong Zambian side that recently finished third at the Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco and sealed a first ever qualification for the Women's FIFA World Cup next year. We chat to their star midfielder, Irene Lungu, who also recently enjoyed Kosafa's success in the Women's Champions League competition with her club, Green Buffaloes.
Later, we chat to the veteran administrator Natasa Chiklas about women's football in the region. But first, we catch up with Lungu. She'll be a key member of the Copa Queen squad in Nelson Mandela Bay and says they are gunning for a first ever regional title.
Thanks. So, Irene, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate your time. First of all, congratulations on what's been quite a whirlwind 12 months for you, I guess, with the Olympics and then the Kosafa Women's Champions League and now upcoming with the, of course, the WAFCON as well, and now the upcoming Kosafa Women's Championship. How are you kind of feeling about it all? How's this, in your own words, these last 12 months gone for you and your teams?
Thank you so very much. I think what I can say is in the past months, we've been preparing like for the club. I've been fighting for our club for us to come out first, and indeed we came out as the champions to my club. And coming to the national team, I think the preparations are determined all. And that's the reason why we're here today, and we're now preparing for the same course.
Yeah, and there's been sort of pictures on social media and whatnot of you hugging that Champions League trophy. It's obviously meant a lot to you. And I would say, especially, you know, when you're up against a team like Mamelodi Sundowns, it must make you incredibly proud as a team and personally to have won that prize.
Yeah, I think indeed we're very much happy to beat Mamelodi Sundowns. And you know that Mamelodi Sundowns is a good team. They've got quality players compared to our club or to our clubs back in Zambia, because there in South Africa there are many sponsors compared to our league in Zambia. But all in all, we thank the coaches and for the performance that we showcased there in the same tournament. So we are very excited for the win.
And if we just kind of look at the last maybe 12 months, starting with the Olympics and the progression of Zambian football, has been quite remarkable, the improvement in the team. What do you think has been the reason for that? Is it just players having greater experience at international level?
Yeah, it's because of the experience, and I think everyone knows it now has gained some experience. Looking at back of the games that we had back days, we never used to showcase a good football, but as of now, everyone is doing their level best, because as of now, everyone is putting their level best during trainings. Everyone wants to compete. And as of now, in women's football here in Zambia, there is the sponsorship that are now coming in. So I think everyone is now competing, wants to be part of the national team. So the qualifiers that we had for the Olympics has gained some experience, and they work on almost all the tournaments that we have had in past years has gained our experience.
Yeah. And if we just touch back, just if we start with the Olympics and move forward, just how was that experience being in Japan and playing on a global stage against other teams from outside of the continent? What was that experience like?
The experience wasn't good at the time we were in Japan. Why? Because, but after playing the first game that we lost 10-3 to Netherlands, almost boost our confidence to say, even us, we can do it. If Netherlands can do it, then even us, we can do it. So the same game that we played, Netherlands boosted our confidence, and the same game removed in each and everyone, removed a fear in each and every player. So the same tournament that we had in Japan, boosted each and everyone's experience. And that's the reason why in other tournaments like the WAF one that we had in Morocco, we performed very well because we met like great players, experienced players like Oshoana, you know, those are great players. So those players gave us confidence to say, if we played Oshoana and other players who are experienced, then even us in the same AFCON, which was held in Morocco, we can do it.
Yeah, I guess you really showed at that tournament just how competitive Zambian football is now. And of course, qualifying for a first ever FIFA Women's World Cup, which must be, you know, an amazing thing for you.
So, like, I think what I can say is the same COSAFA that we're having, which is starting on the 31st to 11th, is we'll be playing those games as we'll take them seriously. Why? Because they are part of our preparations for the World Cup, which is coming next year.
Yeah, and I guess that experience of being at the Olympics, you then take that forward into the World Cup as well, and you know, that'll give you a chance to compete. I guess one of the great things about the of the World Cup, my apologies, and this was proven with South Africa in 2019, is that it allows the watching world to really see players that they don't usually see, and that can help your chances of winning a contract maybe in Europe or the United States or China. Is that something that's an ambition for you to play club football outside of Zambia?
Yeah, of course. And that's I think that's the thing that I'm pushing for. Like now, looking at the COSAFA, the Hollywood COSAFA that we had some 2 weeks ago in Devon, we came out as champions. That's I scooped the top scorer, and that's what I'm pushing for. I don't want to be in my country anymore. I want to play for other countries. So we'll try by all means to work extra hard so that I can find myself, I can market myself to other countries like Spain, Europe, you know.
Yeah. And just looking ahead now to this COSAFA Women's Championship that's coming on, that you mentioned, it's starting on the 31st of October. You're in a group with Namibia, I think Eswatini, Lesotho. Not an easy group, but do you fancy your chances of perhaps making the semifinals?
Yeah, of course. Like what I've said, as of now, I think there's no any team that you can underrate, you know, because every team wants to win. So I think what we'll do is to work extra hard to. The togetherness that will be in our team will going to help us for us to reach the final. So the only thing that we want is to win the first game that we're going to play against Namibia. And it's the same first game that we're going to play against Namibia, we determine to stay, we're going to reach the finals.
Yeah. And you know, in this competition, South Africa, for example, are bringing quite an experimental side with a lot of new players. Does that perhaps give Zambia an extra opportunity to claim a trophy that's been quite elusive in the past to win? Does it give you more of an opportunity, do you think?
Yeah, of course. Like what I've said is we just have to take each and every game seriously. So the only thing that we'll do is to work together and deliver good results. Yeah. Because this is the only opportunity for us to market ourselves. Because the professional players from our country are not here. So I think this is the only time for us to showcase our talents to other countries.
And then just a little bit about yourself and your journey in football. How did you get into starting to play the game, and how have you got to this point where you are now?
Oh, I think as for me, I started my journey in 2007 when I was in primary school. I used to play with our boys in my hood where I used to stay. There was no girls team, so I used to compete with boys. So I was used to play with boys, so it was very hard for me like to play with my fellow girls. Not until I had to find a team which was better, to find better girls who knew how to play soccer. So in 2011, I joined the same team for the girls. So it was hard for me. I wasn't used to girls. You know how us ladies are. We are too talkative. But others, they come with attitudes, you know. The places where we used to come from, now you find that your parents are not allowing you to go for trainings. So it was very hard for me, though. But I had to tell myself to say, this is my career. None can stop me from playing football. So I had to continue with the training. We went for trials in 2011 for under 17. I passed. We went to Nigeria, played there. I graduated from under 17 to 20. We played Zone 6 in 2012. After playing Zone 6, we came out as champions. And the Buffalo team saw me, and I went there on a loan for months, not until I moved on a permanent deal, not until I was employed in the same Zambia Army for Green Buffaloes. So here I am today because of determination and discipline.
Yeah, and just it's always difficult to talk about yourself, I guess, in a way, but just what you feel your best attributes as a player are, what you bring to the team personally yourself?
I think the thing that I bring to my team is first is discipline and hardworking.
And goals, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
and if we just look a little to the future, you've mentioned that you would like to play club football overseas outside of Zambia in the coming years. Is there a league or a country that you've identified that you feel would be good for your game?
I think my first move, the countries that I want to move on is Spain. Anyway, I can go to any country so long as there is competition. I want to compete with great players, you know. Why? Because I want to find myself on the higher level, because I want to improve on my football, because I know there are great footballers out there, so I want to be the great player.
Natasha Chiklis has been a pioneer in women's football for two decades and had a hand in starting the Mamelodi Sundowns ladies team that has been so dominant in recent times. She's well placed to talk about the future of the game in the region and what is needed to take it to the next level.
So thank you so much for your time. We really just wanted to touch base with you about women's football in Africa and where we are with that and where we can go into the future. So just your thoughts. Let's start in the Kasafa region, perhaps. Your thoughts on women's football in this region, and then we move on to the continent.
Well, for many, many years, as I've been in South Africa, the first lady for a chairperson for women's football, my dream it was to develop in a region, of course, in South Africa, in the region, and of course in CAF. I'm very optimistic now after so many years. Why? Is because I've been in CAF. I serve in a women's football committee as a member and as a vice president before. And there's so much development for women's football. Countries that they never had football, women's football before, today they have leagues, they have others, semi-professional or amateur, but there are girls, they play football. I remember many years back, women football, you know, it was not even respected. Even the players, they were not respected. So today, we're living in a different world. I mean, everybody's so proud when his child is playing football, boy or girl. And this is the difference, number one, in a society that we create by having our girls to play football. As a social worker and did psychology as well, I know one thing. We can keep our children away from wrongdoing with football and any other sport, of course. Now, I can see tremendous development, like in South Africa, you know very well. Now we have the Hollywood League and Mamelodi Sundowns, where I'm double proud because I created in 96 this team with Anna Monati, one of our players and coach, that they won the first champions in Africa. You know, it's so strange. You're waiting for so many years, but, you know, you feel so proud. And, of course, the CAF president, he's doing an excellent job as well. Now, I'm talking about why he was with the team. Now, of course, he's got other duties. I'm very optimistic. Generally, I'm very, I don't take no for an answer. So therefore, I think we must continue supporting women's football. We must continue engage with the associations and the clubs. It's very important. Those years, no one believed in women's football. We were the first women's club in South Africa. In those years, it was National Soccer League. Now, today, other clubs, they envy that and they want to do it, and I hope they're going to do it. We have the Kaiser Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, and so on. Bloemfontein Celtics, they're having also ladies. The same is happening in many countries. I went to Cairo about 18 years ago. We went there with a team just to try and help them to develop also the women's football. And wherever I go, I'm trying to help with experience. And we have many other women. They have experience. They are very good administrators. And they can go around and they can help. The thing is that in our region, we have to be a little bit more proactive to start and emphasize more. I was a match commissioner in Botswana about a month ago. It was a beautiful game. You know, I saw a beautiful football. And that encouraged me that, you know, our region actually, it's, let's say, perhaps one of the top in women's football, generally speaking. But we still have a lot to learn. We still have a lot to do.
I'm guessing now that FIFA has expanded the Women's World Cup and Africa has more places than that, that should give a boost as well, because it provides more opportunity for African nations and therefore more ambitions for young girls who are playing the game.
No, 100%. Now they're going to play football and they know, first of all, they know that the parents, they're supporting it. We start from home. And then they also know that when they play, they get something. And then they get the acknowledgement as well over and above. And then you find out that if I win, I can get, you know, to the next level, where is the CAF championship, then it's the FIFA, and so on. So it is something to look forward. It definitely it is a different story altogether.
Yeah. And you, of course, were a bit of a pioneer in the South African game, certainly as a lady chairman, one of the very first, if not the first. Did you feel that at the time? Was it quite difficult to break into what was a very male-dominated, you know, if I think of league executive committee meetings and whatnot, did you feel respected?
It was very difficult. It wasn't easy. But, you know, I like difficult things, so it doesn't worry me, because in the end of the day, I knew if we're right, we're going to achieve what we thought that is the best for our women. I remember horrible stories about girls that they happened because they loved to play soccer 30-something years ago. And that I got more determination and say, but wait a minute. We all have rights in life. And if our girls, they love to play football, why can't we support? So therefore, this is the reason I created the Sundowns Ladies team. And I was asking other club owners to do the same, as I say, unfortunately. And then we went to the regions. We went like the Soweto ladies, we have the Falcons and so on, different women. So we create a small league to play with. Of course, no one was paying anything. And some of these players and the coaches, they have to pay from their pocket to come to the game. And but this is the struggle we had. So as a country, our football, our women's football, it was very painful, but we have very strong women. And as a region, I can see the same thing is happening. Things have changed so much. And we're almost there. Especially with the, as I say, with the club Champions League. This is a dream came true for me. You know, for how many years I've been fighting. So now I can rest and I can do more development.
Yes. But it must be exciting for you now that we're in an age where women can, as you say, make a career out of football.
Yes.
Go and play, not just locally, but go and play in Spain or England, yes, whatever, yes. Be paid for it. And perhaps not as much as men, but still it's enough to put food on the table, where that was not the case before.
No, not at all. But today, if you check, let me talk for South Africa. You know how many millionaire players we have in South Africa that they play all over, you know, they get a lot of money. When they come back home, they come to say hi with a beautiful car and they're smiling the way they dress. And you can see, but they're also example for the other players to even try harder. And definitely, you know, this must become as long to our region that this is, and from other countries, is other players where they play overseas and they get a lot of money. But also within the country now, we know that the players get paid and they know that they bring something when they go home. They don't just play for nothing. So that is a determination. And I'm very happy to say that we just need sponsors. It's a very, you know, I always fight about this. I'm very passionate about the sponsors. Why? Because the biggest consumers is women. We buy even for our men, but they will only give sponsorship to the men's football and not to the woman. And that's unacceptable. What are you doing generally for women when it comes to sport? And we know football is by far number one, by far. But we love sports. And definitely it's a sort of a perception that, no, let's sponsor a men's team, not a women's team. Let's do that. But the future of football is women's football. It gives a different excitement. So we're there. We're going to do it. Will be the time when men and women, they get the same salaries. And this is what I aim for.
Just the last one for me. Outside of the sponsorship, is there anything else that you would like to see to really take the game, women's game, forward in the region?
Yeah, I want to see more administrators, ladies. Like in South Africa, for instance, we have at this present moment, each and every region, he has a vice president, at least. A woman. We have also women presidents in a region, but also all our vice presidents. And those are the ones that they will, as administrators, take the game one level, you know, for the future, because they're for women's football, most of them. So we need in refereeing. I'm chair of a referees committee in South Africa. I can tell you we have so many FIFA courses and CAF courses with women. Not only referees, also match commissioners and instructors. And this is the reason you will see that most of our match commissioners, including myself, we've been asked to do games, you know, in Africa. So we have in a country, more than 1,200 women referees that we have developed. And of course, we have also in PSL referees and match commissioners when they're doing the big games, Sundowns, Pirates, Chiefs, whatever. We have Akona, where she's in the World Cup. She's been called to CAF final as well. So our women we need the in the whole structure, administrators, referees, the main thing is we must give them also what they need. What they need is the players, good players. How the good players they will be? By having a good coaches. Now, Desiree Ellis, I give you an example. No one is given a chance, but no one. But in South Africa, what we say, let's start with local, because we had so many coaches coming from overseas. And yes, we were doing all right. Yes, we were doing all right. Look with Desiree Ellis. This is local. She understands, because you must understand also the player's culture. It's very important. So you see that we actually doing very well and we can do better. And our region also. So whenever I always avail myself, whenever is a request for a women's football to help, whenever it is. But we need workshops. We definitely, and we can apply to FIFA for that. So it's only that the each and every association to agree to apply to FIFA for a course. And it will happen. We do that all the time. We recently had four, yes, different age, and it's amazing, 16 years old.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We'll be back to celebrate our 50th podcast during the upcoming CASAFA Women's Championship.
Don't forget you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.